So when we communicate with people, I'm just going to underline this. This expression shows what?
Agreement.
Agreement. That's right. Instead of saying, I agree, people just often say, so do I. So that is, when you hear that, you know it's agreement. On the other hand, when you hear, and I'm sorry, that's a positive statement, by the way. Now, on the other hand, sorry, I'm trying to get rid of this. When you make this statement, I'm trying to move it slowly. When you hear this, oh, come on, computer screen. When you hear this statement, is not in agreement. It's a negative. Neither do I. So there's a positive agreement and a negative agreement. So, all right, come on. Here we go. Boom. And I'm going to erase this. And example. You know what, Twee, would you be the man? And Lamaz, I'm sorry, Lamaz, you be the man, and Twee is the woman. And Nadia, you're the narrator. Go ahead.
I think that the hypothesis is indefensible.
So do I.
What does the woman mean?
Now, Twee, I want to go back to you because it's agreement. I heard you say, so do I, and your voice went up.
So do I.
Yeah. Lamont. So now, good. Now, let's go back to this because I don't know that you know the language, what the heck we're talking about here. Lamaz, when you say, I think that the hypothesis is indefensible, do you know what you're saying, by the way?
Yeah. Yes.
What are you saying?
Basically, the woman has her own conclusion of something, and then basically people thinking it's indefensible.
My question is, what are you meaning when you say you're the man? What does that mean when you say, I think the hypothesis is indefensible? What are you meaning?
I have an idea, but I don't have no defense for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have an idea, right? And indefensible, and you don't have a way to defend it, to prove it, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good job. Okay. And Twee, what are you saying when you say, so do I? What are you saying?
I agree about.
You agree with him, yes, that you don't think his idea can be proven either. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, and also, I mean, she's unsure about it. Okay. So let's go to, now I don't understand because I don't have this in front of me. It says in your test book, you read A, B, C. Oh yes. A, B, C, and D. What's the answer? What does the woman mean? A, B, C, or D?
I think A.
Anybody else?
C.
I think it's D.
We have to go back because we're not getting this. Isabel?
I think it's D as a dog.
Why? Correct. Why?
Because the woman said...
Yeah, you're right.
The woman said, so do I, which means that she agrees with the man.
That's right. Okay. So, Lamaze, you understand that?
Yeah, I didn't really recognize it until the end there when Isabella said it.
Okay, all right. And I don't remember who else answered. I don't even remember. So do we understand she agrees with the man? That's the right answer.
Yes.
Okay. Nadia, do you understand that?
Yes, teacher.
Okay. All right. So let's go to the next one. Isabel, you be the woman. Nadia, you're the man. And Lamaze, you're the narrator. Go.
I don't think that.
Oh, wait. I'm so sorry. Camilla, where are you?
I'm here, teacher.
Camilla, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean not to call on you. I can't see you. I don't see you.
Why is here?
I see a window. So it's.
Oh, it my makes gosh, my camera was the other side. I'm sorry.
Let me go back again. Isabel, woman. Let's get Camilla, the man, and Lamaze, the narrator, go.
I don't think that our history teacher is very interesting.
Neither do I.
What does the man mean?
Okay. So, woman, that's you, Isabel. What are you saying when you say, I don't think that our history teacher is very interesting?
That I don't like her classes.
You don't like the classes.
Yeah.
You don't like how he teaches. Right. Yeah. And Camilla, were you the man?
Yes.
What do you mean when you say, neither do I?
That I agree with what they say, his opinion, her opinion.
With her opinion. Right. Okay. So, narrator, back to you, Lamaze. What answer, A, B, C, or D?
Let me see. He disagrees with the woman, so I would say A.
Do you agree? Remember, go ahead.
I didn't hear you, Lamaze. Could you please repeat?
Give me a second.
Man says, neither do I.
I think he's C.
I agree with him.
Yeah. Yeah, Lamaze, excellent. Why? I want you to articulate it.
Basically, he doesn't agree with... the woman says she doesn't find the teacher interesting. The man says neither does he. He basically agrees with her.
He agrees with her. That's right. But he agrees with her with a positive or negative statement?
A negative statement.
That's right. Class, we agree with people with positive statements. That's the first example. So do I. And we agree with people with a negative statement. Neither do I. That's the difference. Positive and negative. Got it, class?
Yes, teacher.
Okie doke. Camilla, I love the way you say, yes, teacher. Like, yes, teacher. So, take a look, please, at the screen. Everybody. Twi, what are the agreement with positive statement examples? There are many that we use. Go.
So I do. Me
not,
too.
Not so I do. What?
So I do.
No.
So
no.
Do I.
So do I. Twi. Now, Twi, we're not doing Vietnamese here.
So do go I. Ahead.
Yes, good. Go ahead, Twi.
Me too.
Yes.
Gil say.
What?
Gil say.
I'll.
I say.
I'll say.
I'll say.
Yes.
Isn't and? It?
Isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You can say that again.
Now, let's stop with this. Take a look at those agreement with positive statements. Which ones have you never heard or you don't quite get?
I never hear I'll say for agreement.
Thank you for that. Okay. Anybody have another one that you haven't heard? You're not quite clear, comfortable.
Isn't it?
Isn't it? Great. So I'm going to do an example with you. Get ready. So if I say, boy. So I want you to use the expression, isn't it? So here I go. Boy, it's cold outside. Come on.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Right. A longer way would be, isn't it though? But we don't really use the though. Isn't it? Wow. Isn't it? That's a positive agreement to something.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do another example.
Teacher, could you give an example with I'll say.
Can you repeat? Yeah, oh, okay. Okay. Un momento. All right. I'll get there. I want to keep working on, isn't it? A little bit more.
Okay.
Wow. That plant is growing like crazy.
Isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So. That's an agreement with something. It often is used in a situation where you're amazed about something. For another example, that's terrible. Okay, here you go. Let's have I don't know why I'm thinking of this, but let's say, you and a friend walked down the street and you saw a parent yelling at a child and maybe hitting the child. And it's really like it makes you upset. It's terrible. So I'm walking down the street with Camilla I say to you, that is just terrible, the way that mom spoke with that child. That's terrible. And you say what?
I'll say?
No.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's terrible. And you say what, Camilla?
Isn't it?
Okay. I want you to give an example. You guys, come up with a scene that you use, isn't it?
Let me try. Alaska is so far from Charleston.
I like that. Do that again, please.
Alaska is so far from Charleston.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, what do you say, class?
Isn't it?
Isn't it? Wow, yeah, isn't it? Right. One more. Come on, somebody else.
My phone is expensive than Galaxy phone.
Isn't it?
Isn't it? Yes. Okay, now you got the idea. Camilla, you can use the same examples and say, I'll say.
Oh.
I'll say. All right. So let's just keep give another example and change the expression. Anybody?
It's hot today.
Come on.
Isn't it? He says it's hot today.
I'll yeah, say. But you're supposed to, what are you supposed to say?
I'll
say. Okay. Good, Lamaze. That was a great example. Let's do another one. And you're going to use I'll say. Go.
It's a beautiful
great view today.
Repeat.
Go.
No, okay, Lamaze. We just say the same thing. It's a beautiful day.
Everybody.
I'll say.
Yeah, you mean it with expression. Okay, one more. Let's get that I'll say with expression. Another example.
This food is smelling great.
Okay, can you please be louder?
I said the food is smelling great.
I'll say. Yeah, if you cook a good meal and you're sitting around the table, you probably would say something about how delicious it is. And everybody goes, I'll say. Right. Okay. Positive. Let's go to the agreement. What do we have? Nadia, what are the examples of agreement with negative statements? Go. Right side.
Neither do I.
And?
I don't either. I don't either.
Uh-huh. So, example, please. Go.
I don't like salt.
Please speak up louder. Go.
I don't like read a book.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear because of an echo. Repeat.
I don't like to read a book.
Did you say I don't like to read a book?
Yeah.
Ah, I got it. I don't like to read.
I don't like to watch the movie.
Stay with what you had. But you would say, I don't like to read books. That would be the general statement. Can you repeat?
I don't like to read a book.
Everybody?
Neither do I.
It means you agree. I don't like to read. Another example. Go.
I don't like when it's cold to go outside.
Everybody?
Neither do I.
Neither do I.
What else could you say instead of neither do I?
I don't either.
Right. Okay. Those are the expressions of agreement. Okay. So...